Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for your SmackDown post-show, the go-home to Elimination Chamber. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Boy, oh boy, that last segment sure happened. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but my goodness, Dusty Rhodes' date of death coming into play on a weight belt? Ugh. Man, we're going to dig into all of that and more, but guys, send in your super chats and your humper chats at humperchats.com. Real talk, Alex Pawlowski is such a good friend. He's hanging out backstage because my setup crashed earlier, as per tradition. But we're rocking and rolling now. So far, so good. Please do leave a thumbs up on this video. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. We do have over 130,000 of you subscribed. We appreciate that support so much. Thank you for that. But joining me, as always, Alex Cardoza. Alex, how you doing?
It's Friday. We're back. We're telling people stuff. We're talking about wrestling. I mean,
you're selling me your soul.
I, with my death date on it, if does that count? I use one of those apps that tells you when your death date happens, you know.
So, well, yeah. Ask Ursula over here closing the show. Listen,
I'm just trying to bring love and happiness to all.
I love it. So, four matches tomorrow on Elimination Chamber. Just so you guys know what's going on here at Fightful, Sean is at Elimination Chamber, so you know what that means. Head over to FightfulSelect.com to subscribe for all the scoopskis in the land coming out of Elimination Chamber. You also got access to our Discord, where you can hang out with really lovely and wonderful people. You also get Sean's Q&A show, which is fantastic back there. In the Discord, there's an Ask SRS channel because he's just a glutton for punishment, I guess. But a lot of value happening. $6 a month. My goodness. But let's get into this episode of SmackDown. Also on Fightful, I should mention, tomorrow's going to be a collision hybrid post show with an Elimination Chamber review. So you'll still get both. It'll be your usual collision crew plus Phil Lindsay, who is an excellent voice in this space. Go listen to them tomorrow. But if you want to hang out and talk some Elimination Chamber behind the paywall, me and Alex Pawlowski will be on Fightful Select being extremely normal, as we always are. So let's dig in. We got some love right off the bat from you guys. Tim McFowell saying, money's for banks and claves. Definitely not for Logan or that last segment. I wonder if we could have a run-in by a certain ghost for his thoughts. C. Delgado also calling for the ghost of Dusty to make a cameo. We'll see what the night brings us. I'm not gonna put anybody on the spot with that, but let's start with the end first. Let's talk about this Cody segment. So there were a lot of things on the show that changed at the from what was announced to what we got right around, I think, 5 o'clock. Sean had reported our scoops thread and said a lot of changes tonight. What closed the show was this segment where Michael Cole, I felt like, had a better sales pitch than The Rock on why Cody should sell his soul to The Rock. If this is Shark Tank, I'm all in on what Michael Cole said, and I'm more iffy about what The Rock said. But let's dive into that first. Earlier in the night, we have Cody at his very bougie locker room that the Rock sent his way, and R-Truth is there. And he says, be careful about selling your soul to the soul man. But then also says, hey, there's a lot of nice stuff in here. Don't be shellfish and spread the love. He requests jelly rolls next time. And then The Miz kind of, I actually thought he was pretty decent in this. I was like the only one online that was like, I kind of like what The Miz said here. But he says, if Cody wants to be the fourth judge on a failed TV show, or he could be something bigger and better. He says, like, I live in Hollywood. The Rock runs Hollywood. Like, sell out, man. And I feel like that's what The Miz should be saying. And I also like, because he has this Hollywood A-lister character, that he would be someone who decided to weigh in on this. I thought that was fine. We also get CM Punk laughing it off and saying, you should take the offer, shine it up real good, turn it sideways, and shove it up The Rock's candy ass, which is some good stuff. But then Michael Cole is in the ring with Cody, who I don't think said a word really except to say, let me cut you off there. And Michael Cole says, no, you're not going to cut me off here. He starts this by basically saying, the Cody we know would never sell out. He uses the phrase sell out. He points out all the things that Cody has done to this point to be a champion of the people. He talks about his time away to get back here, kind of summarizing Cody's trajectory essentially since he came back to the company, right? And then he says, on the other hand, you could have everything if you do sell out, right? He says, you could defend when you want to. You no more buses. You could be home with your wife and your daughter, which I thought was like actually the most emotionally appealing part of this. And then he says, plus there's this gift that just strolled in for you, and it's a Ford truck with the American Nightmare logo on it. And I'm not in the contract scoops game. That's a Sean Ross Sapp game. I don't know how much these contracts go for, but I feel like Cody could afford a Ford truck with the American Nightmare logo on it. Like, it wasn't a Lambo. It being a Ford truck felt weird, but it did set up a nice transition into this video package from The Rock, who appears and says, I know you like a truck because you like riding the open roads. You like riding the dirt roads. You like riding the dusty roads. And then he kind of waxes poetic a little bit about all of the benefits of selling out to him, which is kind of just a recap of what we knew. But this clinched with this weight belt that has the day that Dusty Rhodes died on it. And he says, that day broke my heart. Earlier in this promo, he says, I've been talking to your dad. I know you've been talking to your dad about what to do with this. And The Rock says, don't break my heart again. And I don't know. This just didn't do it for me. I thought that line was good, but the rest of it seemed kind of predictable in a way or something. Like just I guess, exactly what we would expect. So I think it's better that it's not off the rails. Like, maybe this is something they should be giving us in what we would expect. But I think Cody turning it down feels pretty inevitable at this point. And it was definitely better than last week. I can say that much. This was definitely better than that. But I just, I guess we'll get Cody's thoughts at the end of Elimination Chamber. That's what I'm thinking. But there's nothing really that The Rock can hang over Cody's head yet. And I think that's part of it, of like, usually if someone has to sell their soul, i.e. like an Ursula situation, they promise you all these good things. Human legs, for example, right? But
wow, we're going.
Like, usually
human claps.
human claps, for example. That's how Alec, you sold your soul to get those claps. We all know it.
Amazing.
But I feel like there has to be weight to the other side of, like, if you turn it down, and maybe that's further down the line in the story, but like, this has more been the Rock offering rather than the Rock saying, like, if you turn this down, I'm going to make your life a living hell, as the guy that's manipulating the situation. That could be a post-elimination chamber aspect to the story. He could find a different puppet to put up against Cody and all of these things. But I'm just not fully bought in on it yet. But I think there's still time to go. What did you think of this through line with Cody through the episode and how we closed it out?
Well, I got to tell you, when I look at Cody, and I've now just kind of trying to see all these storylines that he's been a part of, right? They're all very similar. They're all very similar. And the reason I say this is because they're all intertwining around this person who wants him to do something or wants to fight him, and their love for his daddy. And then, like, these ultimatums that he has to create, like, to be a part of. And it hasn't really evolved for me. Right. Sure. So now, and I've said this last week, we're kind of rehashing the old school corporate champion style, you know, when the old man was like, be my champion, you know, like, now the Rock's kind of doing that. But it's interesting to me because all this yapping and talking, there hasn't been anything coming from Cody's side, any rebuttal, no arguments. No, I mean, maybe they're waiting for tomorrow.
That's right? What I'm thinking. I think that probably closes the show tomorrow.
Yeah, because we're literally like, just what are we doing? You know, like, yeah. he hasn't fought back. He does his facial things that he does, right? Looks up at the sky and he's like, oh God, you know, and don't talk about my daddy, you know. Other than that, and like, even having that truck come into the show today, that prop, he didn't even like. There was no, back in the day, a wrestler would have grabbed like a chainsaw or something and beat the hell out of it, right? He's just standing there, like, emotionless, like, not even like, should I
only
like this?
Only contemplative, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. It's a little weird. You hit the nail on the head about that. I don't understand what's going on. Hopefully, we'll get the answer tomorrow.
I think we will. I think the most interesting thing they could do would probably be to have John Cena win the Elimination Chamber, and then when CM Punk doesn't and realizes he has no way back, Cody rejects the offer, and then maybe CM Punk's call into Paul Heyman is to set up a meeting with The Rock, and then you get corporate CM Punk, which is kind of perfect, right? Because CM Punk selling out is the best way to get a guy who's still super over heel and to end what I am now just calling the cornball era of CM Punk. I understand that guy is super over in every arena he walks into, and I understand why business has been keeping him face for as long as he has, but for him to be like, I'm the devil in the ring, and then sit there and, boy, it's great to be alive in name of city hockey team. Like, I'm over that. I want him to get something he can sink his teeth into. CM Punk's a really good guy. He's a great bad guy. And the Punk Rock guy selling out to The Rock after their history on screen, I think, is like an incredibly compelling way to go. And I also think that's a nice cash in on what the favor from Paul Heyman could be, right? Like, that would sew things up pretty nicely. Cena turning heel would actually be super fun, but I don't think they're doing that in his retirement run.
Well, I got a question for you. How do we tie in corporate Punk into any of this? How do, like, outside of just being part of the elimination right now, he's getting slapped up by a YouTuber, and, you know, I might not like him right now because, and I'm talking about CM Punk, you know, you just don't. You don't become a baby back bitch, as I like to call it, the triple B, you know, talking ish about your former employer and then showing up and like, it's great to be here in Toledo, Ohio.
But that's why the sellout angle would work, is because there's people right. like you who think that already, right? Like, I think that's what works.
But that's the thing. Like, has he shown any inclination that this could possibly happen? Or are we kind of just thinking that is something really cool that could happen.
I'm thinking it's something really cool that could happen because
I thought I missed something. And I'm like, wait, let me, I'm like rewinding in my brain, putting all the old, the old VCRs in real quick over here on the left side of my screen, just to make sure I know, looking at the tape.
There's this whole thing that CM Punk never got his WrestleMania main event, right?
Right.
And he didn't win Royal Rumble. And if he doesn't win Elimination Chamber, the story for Punk is, how do I get to the main event of WrestleMania? I've done everything I could. I defeated Drew McIntyre. I beat Seth Rollins. I can't win in these multi-man situations. John Cena, of all people, pinning him would send him through the roof, right? So him selling out to get his WrestleMania main event, I think, is perfect. And
that would
I think,
be cool, yeah.
I think there's a really easy way to get to that triple threat of John Cena versus Cody. It's like looking in a mirror. But then if The Rock, a board member, has his little stooge running around.
Sure.
Like, of course he could just create a triple threat. It's The Rock. He can do whatever he wants, right?
That makes so much sense now. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't even thinking that he would even be involved in anything. I mean,
Alex and I had talked about that on Monday on Select, because that Friday promo last week was so weird.
Yeah.
And then the more I was marinating on it, I was like, that has to be the way to go.
Okay.
That has to be the way to go. But let's get into some of these super chats. Meet Norma saying, does The Rock want Cody's soul or just the adrenaline? Maybe it's just he gets up so early just to work out. Maybe he just needs the adrenaline that's in Cody's soul and nothing else, really. But Will kind of thinking along the same line, saying Punk and Naomi got me side-eyeing. Yeah, I think we might have some guilty corporate culprits in all of this for sure. Mm. Finn saying, follow Finn McAwesome, by the way. He does some really great work for us. Great people.
Great people.
But The Rock's promo game has gotten bad over the last few years. So much repeating himself and talking in circles. I think that's why the pre-record was better than what he did last week. But I also think this was a stepping stone tonight to hopefully get into the real juice of what could come.
The juice. The adrenaline. So
fingers crossed, but you're not wrong. Last week was really bad. The promo on NXT, he just didn't say anything. Like it was
just a ratings pop. That's all it was at that point. Hey, can you mind showing up real quick?
Yeah, which God bless him, it worked. But what was funny was he had this interaction with Ethan Page, and then he said to his real life daughter on screen, like, I don't know what I'm going to say later. And his daughter was like, it'll come to you. And then it was like, it did not come to him at all. Yeah. More super chat love from you guys. Thank you so much. But John Taylor saying, try not to invoke Dusty in a Cody Angle challenge. Oh, it's impossible.
It is impossible. They can't keep my name out the damn mouth. That's keep my damn death date off your weight belt, boy. I wasn't involved in any of this. And you come out here and you cut a 10-minute promo standing 5 feet from a running jet engine. We couldn't hear a damn word you were saying. That what you're on a tarmac in an airport cutting a promo about having somebody embroider my damn death date on your weight belt that also says Cody Soul. Now listen, I love Roman Reigns more than I love Cody, but I love Cody a damn sight more than Rocky Johnson's boy, because that boy, he embroidered my damn death date on a weight belt. That is just disrespectful of the highest order. That is slanderous, is what that is. And I can't stand it. I won't stand for it. If you will.
Nor should you. Nor
if you will. You got to put the if you will.
If you will.
Thanks, Dusty. Definitely not Alex.
That's definitely not Alex Plowski. I don't know why that was up before.
First of all, what a scary moment in the tarmac. I mean, you have a death date on the damn belt. We have planes falling out of the sky. This was just not the place to film this damn freaking promo.
It is what is called just dangerous and reckless. It's reckless behavior. And I question whether a man such as this should be the chairman of the board. That's what I say. Perhaps somebody might want to invoke the 25th Amendment on this man, if there is such a thing.
Oh my God.
In the board of TKO.
I think you need to get in touch with your son and have a word about what his decisions are.
He better not drive that damn abomination of a truck home with his damn neck tattoo smeared all over it.
What the hell? Dante Photo saying I couldn't stop laughing at the neck tattoo truck.
That is the kind of thing that you buy for yourself if you have a serious problem downtown, if you know what I'm saying. And you want to overcompensate. That is an overcompensation mobile, is what that is. And I won't stand for my son driving that around town with his neck tattoo plastered all over it. That's embarrassing, if you will.
And I will. Thank you, Dusty.
That is the kind of car that you drive if you cannot get hard times. And with that, I will be taking my leave.
Thank you, Dusty. We appreciate you.
Here for Elimination Chamber tomorrow. Bye.
Dusty doing his thing, man.
What a run-in. John Taylor asking, did I just bring Dusty back for the great squared circle in the sky? I think you did. He was requested by popular demand. So
yeah,
there you go. Will saying that Punk, what a time to be alive thing, does feel very Company Guy, so it could work. Punk in a three-piece suit feels funny wrong. I do think like the amount of contradiction in all of that is something that could really, really make it work. Like his name is CM Punk.
Yeah.
And like jokingly, people have been calling him Corporate Man Punk, right? Like Corporate he went back to WWE. He's the poster child. So I feel like him selling out because there's already like this real life narrative around it is something that could work. Is something that could work for
yes.
sure. G. Alexander saying this might be a stretch, but it seems like The Rock was.
Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
He's wearing a bracelet that looked like CM Punk's. Could that be foreshadowing? I didn't notice that.
Guys, let's not. Can we move away from bracelets, sunglasses, and whatever else they're fighting about, please?
What if?
Oh, Lord.
Here's more money for the Dusty rant. Thank you.
No.
Thank you so much. What if souls are kept in friendship bracelets? There you go.
Oh, man.
Tim McVowell saying, I'd rather Drew than Punk, but only if he wins. I think whoever The Rock chooses kind of has to win. And I also think that's a fun spot for Punk to be in, because if he wins and then Cena beats him at SummerSlam and Cena just runs it out through Survivor Series or the end of the year as a defending champion that way, like the most important rival in CM Punk's WWE career was that guy, right? That's I think a really good thing. But just Ricardo saying, hello, lovelies, Dusty spitting facts. He's not wrong.
He is not wrong.
Me, Norm is saying, hello, pure bangs, clavicle, boogaloo,
yes.
Let's crank. SmackDown was a show sponsored by NyQuil PM. Stop giving The Rock a live mic. Jeez Louise, that was poopy. Poopy, a strong word around these parts. But Slim Jim car was better. Slim Jim. Let's hope that Cody's truck doesn't get stolen like the Slim Jim car did. That was crazy. That was crazy. But I think there are some really fun possibilities with this. But I think like this is something they have to commit to wholeheartedly. Yeah. Cena and Cody being like looking in the mirror at each other kind of guys, and the way that they are like CM Punk called John Cena a big boy scout in a promo one time. And that's kind of like, I liked that. Like, I think that in a good way. Like, I think Cody and Cena mirror each other in that way. Cody does it more like the classic three-piece suit route than jorts. But at the same time, I think, they're just both pure good baby faces that the crowd loves, that are there to do the right thing. And then Punk having the edge to him as a completely different type of face could make him the really fun heel in all of this. Guys, thank you for the support. Keep those super chats and humper chats coming. We're going to take a minute to tell you about our friends at BetOnline.ag who came back to us. Man, you can bet on wrestling. Did you even know? Because if you didn't, now you do. But you can bet on wrestling on BetOnline.ag. They have their card up for tomorrow. There's odds on the tag team match. Tiffany and Trish heavily favored there. Kevin Owens favored for the unsanctioned match. That one's kind of interesting because I think Randy Orton coming back could end up costing KO if he's healthy and able to return. Bianca Belair heavily favored to win at a minus 450. Bayley at a plus 2,500. So seems unlikely there, but hey, there's a lot of possibilities. If you think they might pull a surprise upset with Alexa Bliss, you could chime in on that. Liv Morgan coming back for Rhea Ripley. If you think they're going to do that again, she's at a plus 400. So a couple of ways to make some money with our friends at BetOnline.ag. We appreciate their support. They're going to be with us for a little bit, and we thank you, and we thank them. But we're going to have Sean Ross Sapp tell you more about them.
Hey, guys, I'm here to tell you about BetOnline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of, all major sporting events are covered by BetOnline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. BetOnline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Guys, thank you so much for the support. Thanks for this chat from Jason, who says, don't bribe a man who owns a bus with a truck. Offer him a jet. That did seem kind of backwards, but I liked what Michael Cole said about, like, you could get rid of the bus because you wouldn't be on the road anymore. You could just defend kind of when you wanted. I thought that was a nice touch for sure. We got Rafael Garcia saying, you know, I think, and this is probably me, but we could have done without a couple of the backstage Cody womp womps and not done a DQ followed by a no contest followed by a DQ. And I don't mean Dairy Queen. I think if it was Dairy Queen, there'd be less complaints about it, because who doesn't just want like a delicious milkshake or something?
Oh, but man, soft serve right about now.
Also, does every Attitude Era star filibuster or I think part of the reshuffling of tonight was a cause of why this episode felt so disjointed. Let's start. We already talked all about the Cody stuff, but like from the overall perspective of the show, there was a whole mini tournament for a US contendership after they said last week that LA Knight was already the number one contender. And he ended up winning this, so I don't understand what the hell that was other than just taking up time. Like, if LA Knight is not the kind of guy to back down, and he wants at that U.S. championship, right? So if you wanted this to happen, why didn't you just have Jacob Fatu come up to him and be like,
"Yeah,
I think you've already had enough around this U.S. title picture, mister. I want that contendership spot." And then LA Knight's like, "You think that I'm going to back down from a fight against you? Uh-uh." And then Carmelo Hayes worms his way into it. But like, they did no real creative work that I saw either online or like, they just had Nick Aldis be like, "There's going to be three matches and then a triple threat for the U.S. contendership." They just completely contradicted what they did last week. So I didn't like that. And I got to say, I'm getting a little, I never like revolving door segments. I don't like the format. But like, the road to WrestleMania was mostly these same guys talking at each other about stuff that happened months ago. The road to Elimination Chamber has been all these guys talking about stuff that happened months ago, mostly, except for Damian Priest, I feel like. But like, we've been kind of just on repeat cycling with the same top guys talking about the same stuff that happened in the past, and like, no evolutions of it in the past 4 months. Like, I don't know. Not a fan of that. But Alan Jeanette saying, "Putting it out there, Cody turns down The Rock's offer. Cena wins and becomes corporate heel with The Rock as The Rock's champion." I think that would be cool, but I don't see Cena ending his career as a heel. I feel like
did say that surprises are coming in that. Remember that thing that he did, the little presser at the very end there? He was like, "This is my last tour, and we're going to do things differently, and surprises are coming."
No offense, but that's a terrible, terrible John Cena impression.
Okay, ready?
You sounded more like Rocky Balboa.
"I'm John Cena." There you go.
Nailed it.
That's it.
You got to do a thing.
Oh.
But I'll say this, like, yes, John Cena said that, and Triple H did say there's going to be something industry changing tomorrow. Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it.
I think that's it. I think he wins, and he shows up at the presser in a suit and tie. And right here, he has a little Brahma bull with an American flag. And he's going to end his career in the top.
Nah, too much money to be made. I think it would be an interesting creative direction to go. I just don't think that's how this guy goes out.
Okay.
I don't think that's how this guy goes out. But
right.
I like
you have you corporate said. Man Punk, and I'll take corporate Cena.
All right.
And we'll see where this goes. Next Friday, we'll get back together, and I'll eat crow if I was wrong. And
I won't. I'll just deny I ever said it.
And when I go up to New Jersey, you buy me a milkshake.
Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Let's get through kind of what we were just referencing with this mini U.S. contendership tournament that was won by the same guy who held the contendership last week. This was unnecessary, but it did yield a fun triple threat. And oh my gosh, does Jacob Fatu absolutely rule.
Rule.
We do get this video from Nick Aldis saying that LA Knight is going to take on Santos Escobar, on Carmelo Hayes, and Solo will take on Andrade. And at this point, I was like, oh, well, maybe they'll freshen up who actually wins and goes into this. Like, maybe Santos Escobar will pull a surprise upset. Maybe Carmelo Hayes will lose, have a match against Shinsuke or something. Like, maybe they'll freshen things up. That was sick. Is who wins?
That's silly thought of you, silly goose. How dare you think like
LA
that?
Knight, who was already a contender. I'm glad they remembered Santos Escobar was on the roster, though. That guy rules. Carmelo Hayes wins, and Solo, I think, Jacob Fatu versus Andrade.
Yeah.
I think we probably knew that Jacob Fatu was going to be in, but I was like, maybe they'll freshen things up. They did not. It's just the same guys.
That's 0-2 for you. Those two matches.
Not great, but man, what a megastar they have in Fatu. So we have some other backstage stuff. This is the most comfortable Solo Sikoa has looked, in my opinion. I really like what they've done with him since he's come back. But he walks backstage to find Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga. And he says last week was an accident, and the week before that was an accident, And the week before that was an accident. When is it intentional, Solo? But he says, go out there, get that title shot to make a statement. And that's when Solo says, I want Jacob Fatu to take my place to prove how much I love Jacob Fatu, which I thought was like a nice shout of like, it's so important to me that we as a family have gold that I'll give you my spot.
Yeah.
And I think this was a good way for WWE to recognize like, man, Jacob Fatu is just on a heater. But what I love, Alex, is online we get Jacob Fatu, who's been doing I love you Solo prayer hands, just being like, I love you Jesus Christ prayer hands. I was like, it is so over for them. He's given up on Solo Sikoa and now is just praising the good Lord. He found Jesus.
He found Jesus.
So I was in stitches when I saw that. Like, he has no faith in Solo Sikoa anymore. He is not I love you Solo online. But I thought this was fun. Jacob Fatu is always so impressive in the ring. Like, I'm never going to be bummed seeing him. But, like, Andrade just showing out again. Like, they got to find a way to make this guy stay on SmackDown television. You got 3 hours. You got to have Andrade taking up 20 minutes of those 3 hours most weeks, because that guy is incredible. This was super, super fun. They had a ton of chemistry, too. Like, this was just some great in-ring. How did you feel about that specific matchup leading into our triple threat?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I mean, Andrade's been doing stuff like this since he left and went to AEW. Like, he was there, too, pulling matches that were top-notch. You know, so yeah, it's no different. He's here. He's continuing his dominance in the ring and what he does. It's just unfortunate that he's boxed in. He's boxed in. You know, that's the old WWE thing. They box you in. That's where you're staying, basically. Like, I haven't seen him. He came in. He did his 7 matches with Carmelo, and that was it. Now he's just chilling.
He would benefit from a transfer portal draft superstar shakeup. Like, he should just go to Raw.
Or not even because at Raw you see the same people too. You're not seeing any different formulas from Raw and SmackDown. I'd say put them in Evolve, put them in NXT. He'll do something different down there. Really, like, shake things up. By the way, before I continue and I give you my thought process on all of this, you guys, there's a lot of you in here. Make sure you hit that like button. Every single one of you that are in here, let's get those likes up over 200.
Thank you.
What I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of you in here. That thing should be matching the amount
like
of people
us.
That are in
you
here.
Really like
it. It really
us.
Helps us out on the algorithm, and it'll trump anybody out there that's trying to do what we do. Just kidding. That was so mean of me to say.
I'm not kidding.
I'm the
one. We're the best SmackDown post show.
There we go. Does. 69 yeah. likes just the way I lie. Anyway,
corporate Alex going
corporate. I've sold out to Jimmy and Sean. That's it.
Hell
I'm gonna
be
wearing corporate suits starting next week that are cut off, so I look like pretty deadly.
Me too. I'm not even doing the ROH SmackDown. I'm already or the ROH post show anymore. I'm
good.
I'm already using my corporate pull to lighten my schedule. You know what I mean?
There you go, guys. We're going to make it over 100 likes after I finish my talk here. So thank you. I appreciate every single one of you hitting that like button. So
it needs to be 169 so that we can go.
If you guys give me 169, I'll show something off on camera. If you guys get those likes to 169 and above, I will show something on camera. I will promise you that. Anyway, listen. Here's the other thing that I was going to talk about. We spoke about Santos Escobar, too, in this whole deal. Like, you know, getting everyone ready for this triple threat that's about to come down. I'm not dropping any names, but I might have been texting with someone whose name sounds like Santos Escobar early in the day. And I was just
Mantos
like, bro.
Mantos Mentobar?
Yeah, Mantos Mentobar. Alex bullying us worked.
Hell yeah.
I was just saying, you know, like, I need you on my TV. You know what happened? Feet.
They're done with clavicles. They want to see feet.
I mean, whatever makes it, whatever gets us over 169, I got you, baby. What was I going to say? Yeah, so we need – I was like, yo, like, can you get – like, I don't ask questions. I don't. I was just like, yo, I'm a big supporter of yours every Friday night. I'm praising your name. Where the F are you? Why are you not on my TV? Why are we not world champion? Like, what is happening? If you're able to give the championship belt to someone like Priest, who I don't think he was a bad champion. He was just kind of just transitional to me in my brain. I'm like, why can't we do that with someone like you? Like, and I hate to bring this up, but like we had someone like him in Eddie Guerrero, who was a Latino and fought his ass off to get to that top, right? I mean, this man has it all, man.
Oh, such a complete package. I would love to see him in the Intercontinental picture. I think there's so many interesting things that they could do with Santos Escobar. I feel like a mid-card championship run would be wildly productive for him. And I agree. Like, I think he's a world champion caliber wrestler, but they seem to occupy that part of the product with the same guys right now. So if not that, why is he not in the mid-card mix?
They
did unfortunately release Electra Lopez, who was with them. LWO just in general feels very piecemeal right now. So I hope that they get that on track. But you mentioned Eddie Guerrero. So let's talk about this Eddie Guerrero finish with Melo and Braun Strowman. Carmelo Hayes wins this by doing the Eddie Guerrero fake chair shot and blaming Braun Strowman. Refs are silly, and the show is the most ADHD show in the world, which I empathize with. Okay, I have ADHD, but the way people get distracted on the show, especially it's tonight's episode and last week's, is pretty wild. I am a fan of the Eddie Guerrero spot. I like that Carmelo is clever. I will say, though, he is the type of heel, to me, when you go out there and say, I am him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not the, I have to win in sneaky ways. Clever ways, yes. But I don't want to see him start to, whenever they don't know what to do with the heel, they're like, make him the Miz. Like, go the chicken shit route. And I'm like, that's not who Carmelo is as a heel. So the Eddie finish, sure. Because that's a smart finish. But I'll tell you what. Like, they cannot continue down a road where this guy isn't just very good and wins matches clean. There's no reason you can't have Carmelo Hayes winning clean matches on my television. You saw what he did with Andrade in that best of seven, and then you now are doing things like this. I understand that they did this for time because they had things that were going to take up a ton of time on the show that were not in ring. In 3 hours, we got about 50 minutes of wrestling. People hate my little stopwatch shit. I don't care.
No.
I don't.
Listen, if WWE is allowed, by the way, thank you everyone for getting us over 100 likes. Really appreciate you all. Let's keep moving that little thumb up there to 169 and above. First of all, you mentioned this. If WWE could have the decibel meter during pay-per-views, I still call them pay-per-views, right?
I don't care.
Okay. That's just my old schoolness. I apologize. I know they're plays, but I still call them pop-ups. We should have a stopwatch. We should. Like, it's totally fine because we want better. And we're not blasting them. We're not trying to like get at them and say something wrong. We just want better. We want more. This is what we're fans. Just give it to us.
I will say this much. I appreciate that the women's programming was different from the men's and that we didn't have two revolving door promos. Like, the women's stuff was built on matches to get us to Elimination Chamber. So I like that there was variety in how they set up the men's and women's chambers. But I will also say there were 42 minutes between matches, between match one and match two. That's a lot of chit chat. But Carmelo Hayes getting the win here. I was glad that they had him win. That made me happy. He should be doing more than like the Miz's pal on screen, though. He really, really should. That guy's ceiling is very high. And if you've only watched SmackDown, you're probably like, I don't know, kid, I haven't seen it. Watch the best of seven. Watch his NXT work. He's incredible. He's incredible. But guys, get in those super chats and humper chats. This is a busy time of the year for us, okay? We got PLEs and pay-per-views and Peter Piper picking pickled peppers. There's a lot going on. But,
a lot of pee-pee in there.
With all of this content, with pay-per-views, with all these different streaming platforms, there's never been a better time to have a VPN, and NordVPN is the best one. I watch all my WWE programming on Netflix because I much like Elimination Chamber and in Canada. You will save so much money on pay-per-views if you go to Lithuania or other places, but watch content on whatever platforms you want. Save money on pay-per-views. Secure your connection with NordVPN.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
And I do want to say this. You guys know I've been a supporter of NordVPN for a long time. I got like their longest plan that'll probably last me until I can no longer move. They might disappear and dissolve, and I still have a subscription for them. That's how good I think. In today's times, with everything that's going on, it's very important to protect your data. If you guys know what I mean, I'm not going to talk about it here. You guys can follow me on my TikTok for that. But make sure you get yourself some NordVPN. It's very important. Plus, in 17 states here in the United States, there's certain websites that are blocked. And if you want to see those websites, you need NordVPN.
He means if TikTok gets banned, obviously. But guys, we'll also remind TikTok. You mid-show to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. There's a lot more of you watching now than we're at the beginning of the show. Over almost 5,300 of you actually tuned in.
God bless.
Listening to us yap about wrestling. So thank you so much for that. But Fightful Select, best $6 in the game. There are some reports out there that we reported a couple weeks ago that have picked up some steam otherwise from other people completing those reports with, I guess, extra details or whatever. But Josh Alexander, for example, going to AEW was something that we reported as expected a while ago. We had a lot more information on the Ryan Nemeth lawsuit or non-lawsuit against AEW. Some confusion that Sean clarified regarding that. It doesn't look like AEW was implicated in the suit yet, or at least nothing was filed for that yet. So stay tuned to FightfulSelect.com so that you're getting the most accurate information possible. And about 80% of the time, that information comes from us first, if not more. I think 80% is actually generous. So stay tuned to FightfulSelect.com. Might sound like I'm standing on business today because I am. Sean works very hard to bring you guys the most information and the most accurate information, but there'll be Elimination Chamber scoops all weekend. So check those out as well. Programming note about the main channel as well. On Fightful Select, you'll have me and Alex Pulowski reviewing Elimination Chamber. Dusty Rhodes, who was on earlier in the show, I'm sure will be showing up there as we're extremely silly behind the paywall. But on the main channel, you're going to have your Collision post show hybrid with Elimination Chamber. That'll be Iridian, Cresta, and Riccuccino, who do a great job on the Collision side, joined by Phil Lindsay, who one of the best voices in wrestling. He's so damn good.
I love doing shows with him.
He's the best. Like his analysis specifically of a lot of the people that are in Elimination Chamber, like their characters, is some of the best that there is. So
he wrote a really good article too for Bleacher Report, which I read. And then there's a lot of his ideologies in about wrestling and psychology. Like we align very well. I can't wait for one day to meet him. I have family out in Chi-Town, so I hope one day I get to go out there and shake his hand for how amazing he is. So yeah, I mean, like, we for $6, man. We got it going on. And by the way, thank you all for your super chats. Because of your super chats,
we've been getting a lot of love tonight.
And the love that you've given us. As you can see, the lovely Kate sounds so damn crispy and sexy.
Thank you.
With her brand new mic setup, her new PC fallen apart.
Hasn't crapped down on me yet.
Yeah, look at us. Look at us.
I've got a big girl setup to stream with you guys.
We are real podcasters.
Thank you so much for joining us. The first SmackDown show. Thank you so much for joining us.
We
appreciate you hanging out. But Kylie, the Gamer Princess, saying, hi, friends. I hope you all are well and know I love you. We love you so much. Transwords are human rights. Just going to throw that in there. But Aaron Ruiz saying, Alexa Bliss was the best thing of the show. Clearly unbiased. The girls did well tonight. Happy Chelsea didn't get pinned and Roxanne got the W. We're going to talk about the women's wrestling in just a minute. But let's finish talking about these matches that led to our triple threat, because we still have Knight and Escobar to talk about. Knight winning with the blunt force trauma. I don't think that's a surprise, because that would have been really dirty if they were like, hey, we're taking away your contendership spot and from last week, and we're not even putting you in the triple threat. Would have been some dirty, dirty work. Not a ton to say there. Just nice to see Santos Escobar back in action. He's so talented, and I think he deserves the world. But in that triple threat, we do have LA Knight retaining his contendership, I guess. So looks like that is still full steam ahead. It was a very weird way to go about business. And I just wish there was some creative justification for it. With the type of face that LA Knight is, you could very easily have had guys go up to him and be like, you've been around this picture for long enough. I know I said this earlier, but like he's been in the US title picture for the better part of the past year and a half. They could have just gone up to him and been like, it's my turn. And he says, nah-uh. And just wins that same triple threat that got set up anyway. But I'm glad that the guy who already had the contendership won it, because that would have felt very weird if you weren't then starting a program. And if you were starting a program, there should have been a creative reason for that program to start, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dominoes would have had to fall in the right order. So more or less, it was a waste of time, but it was a pretty entertaining waste of time, because Jacob Fatu was great. Nice to see Santos Escobar in action. Carmelo Hayes looks good. So I don't hate it, but it did feel like a weird way to go about business tonight, Alexis.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm like, why are these matches being put together? Like, what's happening? Like, and why is Santos Escobar losing? I put a blue sky skeet out. I'm like, yo, if he doesn't win tonight, and I tagged you, obviously it was to promote the show, and I was just like, I'm going to lose my shit, because can we get some momentum, please? Listen, LA Knight is going to have love and momentum anywhere in whatever he does. All right. Sure. Bring back the European title, put it on him. Doesn't matter. Like, he's going to just be, there's always going to be a rocket, because people enjoy him for who he is.
Still super over.
Yeah. That's like, what I'm saying. So, like, I just think that there sometimes needs a shakeup. There needs to be things need to be refreshed. You said it earlier in the show. We're just getting a lot of the same. And just, it's a lot of the same. A lot of these elements are just being put in a blender. Okay, here's what you're getting today of just the same people.
I agree. And I had kind of said that in reference to this revolving door promo. This is a staple of a go-home show, so I'm not surprised here. And I didn't hate what everybody said. It just feels like this was a lot of how we got to Royal Rumble, and it feels like this is a lot of how we're getting to Elimination Chamber, and it feels like a lot of how we're going to get to WrestleMania is just the same guys talking at each other. But there were some good things in here, so let's get into the revolving door promo. Not my favorite format for something, but I can't argue that it's a great way to have a bunch of people say their final piece before they enter a multi-man match, right? That's why they do this, is so everybody has their mission statement for what they're going to accomplish tomorrow. So we have a John Cena hype video that Drew McIntyre interrupts, and he is little crazy ex-girlfriend. Like, he cannot let it go with some people.
Yeah, for real.
I love that, because Damian Priest says similar. But before that, we have Drew McIntyre calling Cena a hypocrite. I love him saying, what would 2011 Cena say about present day John Cena just walking into a match and not earning his way into a match? And I love him bringing up 2011 Cena, because you know 2011 Cena is going to come out to face CM Punk at some point, right? He also says that his bald spot at this point needs its own area code, which I thought was a nice little shot there.
No, I popped so hard. I was just kind of like listening off the end here, and I was just like, he went there. God.
he's been so great. He's been so great. The reports were that they're very high on what he's going to accomplish on the SmackDown brand, and I think he's earned every bit of it. He's been excellent. So, but then Damian Priest confronts Drew, and he calls out Drew's constant complaining and obsession with CM Punk. And Drew's like, no, I'm not. I'm not obsessed with CM Punk. And he's like, bro, you're sitting like him right now. You're sitting Indian style on the table.
Literally.
He goes, man, R-Truth makes more sense than you, which also cracked me up. But I actually liked what Damian Priest had to say the most in this, because he was like, I'm going for that Mania spot, but I'm going to pin you to do it. And that was just a really great way of saying, like, this is my rival, but I'm not taking my eye off the prize, right? So I appreciated that from him. He gets interrupted by Seth Rollins, who stirs up all the past rivalries that are going on with these guys. And I like specifically here, he gets into the history at Money in the Bank and WrestleMania that all three of these guys have together. If it weren't for CM Punk being himself and Drew being awful, then Seth would have beaten Damian Priest for the title. And I think that piece gets lost because so much of the Drew and CM Punk story pivoted from those moments. But then CM Punk joins in because his name got said, and he's mocking Seth Rollins' beautiful outfit. He's got like the red cropped quilted hoodie with the red quilted pants. And I'll say this, it takes a lot of confidence to wear that. And it takes a lot of charisma to pull it off. But when someone says, man, you look like an oven mitt, I don't know if there's any overcoming that. That was so good. But Punk saying like, I got problems with everybody out here except for you, Damian Priest, you're cool. And that was such like an F you, you're cool, F you. But his focus is on WrestleMania. This is also why I think we're getting corporate Punk. He's fixated on this WrestleMania main event. And then the live crowd gets totally psyched out. And I didn't, because I'm smarter than all of
you. I knew it. I knew you were.
But I did say Logan Paul is going to come out next, because there's no way you would have John Cena come out and then Logan Paul. That's just not the order you would do things. But Cena's music hits and out comes Logan Paul. The live crowd totally bit that Cena was there. And
yeah,
that is always did. Such a fun little trick to play. But I saw it coming. So
good for you. Look at you.
Smarter than everyone.
You are definitely. No, you are. It's all right.
Oh, thank you.
You can brag.
But I did have the thought of like, it'll probably be Logan Paul next. And I really like that CM Punk just says like, man, I hope you're not this boring tomorrow, because Logan Paul doesn't really like to get to anything. So this just was what it was. I don't love the formats of these, but if you're going to do it, I think everybody said things that were logical and made sense and kind of said a good final piece going into the match tomorrow. Like, everybody's characters aligned with what they said and why they're in the match really well. This has felt very long, and I think these promos are kind of corny.
No, I mean, that there was a lot of like overstepping. Like, it just, the ring got full rather quickly. Even the ending there where he was like, CM Punk's like, oh, I'm going to come after you. That was like, he's running away. He's like, play my music as he's running away. Like you can't hate on MJF when he does that, the chicken shit runaway spot while screaming.
That's when you're a heel too. That's different.
Yeah,
right?
Correct. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he's a heel too. They're both heels, right? So it's just like, you gotta dislike this too,
because
I disliked it. No, not Punk. I'm talking about Logan Paul when he was running away from CM Punk.
Sorry, yes, he's a little
Quick.
They're both
changing. So he's just standing there for like a minute. Punk is only 2 feet away from him, but he's still screaming, play my music, while running away. You know, like I understand like why he went after him, but it felt a little bit weird, especially when he's like, hey, where's Punk at? I don't see you. He's like, I'm right here. I'm gonna join the Rock.
I hope so. I think that would be super fun. But me and Norma saying, man, it's great to be alive in Clavtown, USA. Whatever Seth was wearing should be in the Smithsonian, along with Kate's bangs and Cardozo's clavs. Meet forever.
I'm gonna donate my clavs after I pass away to Fightful. Like, I hope that they like
science, so that people can learn how to get better ones.
Dip them in like silver and just like hang them in the Fightful Hall of Fame.
I love that there's so many people watching right now who have no idea what the hell they're talking about. But
I know
that's why you gotta come back every week. You gotta be in on the lore, people. You gotta
every
be in on the
Friday
lore.
Night here. We're so close, guys. Keep on liking the stream.
Hell yeah. Well, let's flip over to some of our women's action. I thought it was a very fun way to kick off the show to have Trish Stratus there. That's just a great way to have the crowd get hyped. She kind of soaks in the crowd's reaction and talks about her legacy in WWE and why tomorrow is important, where her kids saw her wrestle live for the first time, some good heartfelt stuff from Trish. And she puts over Tiffany Stratton quite a bit as well, who comes down to the ring, and they have their Tishy and Trishy matching hockey jerseys, which I thought was very, very cute. But they get interrupted by Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. Mm-hmm. Chelsea Green, we just say it every week. What an incredible asset to this company. But she insults Canada, claiming America's better, and she's from Canada in real life. Piper Niven coming out looking like the Mountie popped me to no end. I was in stitches. But we get kind of a back and forth, which leads to Tiffany challenging Green to a match. And we get a classic referee bit.
Yeah.
Here where Green tries to back out and Trish stops her, which gets the referee in to make it official before we go to commercial break, which I thought was good. But this ends in a no DQ with Candace and Nia Jax showing up to attack Trish and Tiffany. I am DQ fatigued.
Here's the blender again.
This is a lot of non-clean finishes or non-finishes in the past 2 weeks. But this one, I will say, does make a tremendous amount of sense. Like, this lets the faces stand tall before tomorrow. I think this was it made a lot of sense. Like, I'm tired of seeing it because they go to this playbook so much. But running this play in this context, I was like, I get it. It was like a 3-minute match. It was more of an angle than a match, I would say. Mm-hmm. But what did you think?
A little. It's starting to feel a little bit old to me, you know. It's just not in a bad way, man, but like, again, I think we've seen these women and different pieces of these women fighting each other and interrupting matches and interrupting promos and so
interrupting
on
promo
on.
Who
oh my god, I can't believe you just did that for a second there. I almost answered. Ladies and gentlemen, just to let you all know, we are old. So I don't know. I just wish we would move on and just kind of start something new somewhere else. I love seeing the women on TV. I love seeing the women get their time. I love women fighting. And you guys know I'm a huge lover of the bigger the woman, the harder the slam. You know what I'm saying? So seeing the women out there do their thing to me is great. I just kind of wish that there was an evolution. Oh, you see what I did there? Evolution.
A
women's evolution. To kind of see this progress. Maybe they're keeping it tight because, you know, we kind of get into the whole new season starting up, you know, like right after WrestleMania. And I don't know if this year, I've known years past for WWE, they slow down there in the summer just because less people are watching. So I don't know what they're planning on doing, if there's going to be more like a B champions kind of holding titles through the summer.
Two night SummerSlam means that they better be on their their butts about it, right? Like
of course. But like, you know, like right now it's just like, what are we doing? You know, because it sort of feels like there's no football on. There's nothing going on Fridays. There's no like NBA, you know, what do you call that? No playoff games or anything like that. Sure. Baseball's not even on for another 28 days, you know? So it's just like, what are we doing? Like, I just want to see more. There's so many women in the back and, you know.
Sure. I'm a little confused where Nikki Bella comes into all this.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Natalia not being on a card in Canada feels weird. Like there's certain things.
Well, I think they're starting to move away from, you know,
hometown.
Yeah. And kind of like also like they've been really showcasing a lot of the former talent less, you know. John Cena is one thing, he's retiring. Yes. Okay. But the other talent like that, you know, they kind of, even Trish Stratus, she's kind of, before they would use Trish, I think in my head, like every week. Now they sprinkle her here and there, which is refreshing, right? So like as an enhancement to the newer talent, which is great. A lot like what AEW did with Darby and Sting.
Sure. I will just say that our frustrations on screen mirror what Sean had heard, right? He reported that there were frustrations backstage. I think a lot of it falls in that mid-card title arena. I think they owe it to the story of Nia and Tiffany to pay it off, because they didn't do that yet with Nia and Tiffany. So I think they're right to wind it up, but I'm with you on like, let's wind it up.
Yes,
but we
please.
Do get a promo from Charlotte saying like, this tag match is adorable. But whoever wins, it doesn't matter, because you're going to have to deal with me at the end of all of this. I know that was well done from her. She is kind of coming back as her boss character, and I like that she's working more heel now. Any thoughts on what we got from Charlotte?
A lot of talking. Kind of just...
She had a quick one, but yeah, this was a very...
No, not now. I mean, like in general, like that's more of what I've been seeing, right?
Yes.
For whatever reason, they, I guess, you know, physicality wise, you know, like the old saying, right? You're going to have to pay me to be in that ring and show you what I can do, right? Like Brock Lesnar did it for so long, right? Yeah, big fights, big pay, you know, paydays. That's the only way you're going to see me in the ring. So maybe that's what we're going with her, like kind of show off what she can do. And instead of putting her in the ring every Friday night, you kind of like showcase it, right? Which is cool, but I'm kind of just, okay, cool. I want you to get physical.
The only kind of tricky thing with that with the Royal Rumble winner is I feel like we know what you're doing at Mania. So what happens in between can be like, sometimes it feels a lot like this.
Yeah. And so plus with her injury, like, not saying that she's injury prone, but you know,
not at all. Yeah. She's been healthier for a while, but that was a big one.
We don't want anything bad to happen. I mean, she's a veteran. She's had hundreds of matches in that ring. So, you know, wear and tear.
This is exactly it. Just like Sean has to pay Kate and Alexis to work big shows like tonight. Big match, Kate and Alexis. That's what we
and Alexis. I'm like when, you know, you get the big title marquee at the theater and then.
No, stop it. We're a duo.
I'm kidding. We're an alliance.
You're my head.
You guys know. Go. I don't call for that. I am 6 foot five and full of punching love. I don't want to be too violent and then get a strike on the channel. I was gonna go real weird there, and I was just like, Alex, calm down, we don't want to get
that's a t-shirt if I ever
punching, punching love
five and punching love and full of punching love. My god, guys, get in those super chats and humper chats. We're coming down the home stretch. A few more things to talk about on this episode. Elimination Chamber tomorrow, we've got Revolution next week as well. I think Sean will be doing the post-show solo for that. So stay tuned and tune in for that one. Also, Alex Pulaski and I will be reviewing Revolution behind the paywall as well. Oh boy, is that card heating up to be something special.
Revolution. I am
excited for that. But we've got more to talk about. Alex, we've got tag team drama to talk about.
That was just as bad as that whole, like, debacle with Mitten Man. I want to call him Mitten Man because that's what he looked like when you said that. That's what he looked like, Seth Rollins. Like
that's a mitten. Said.
Like a mitten running into the ring.
An oven mitt.
An oven mitt. Yeah, there you go.
Because it was all quilted, but We earlier had the Profits talking with Nick Aldis, and they say they're not going to stop their rampage until they get a title shot, which I was kind of like, it's not fully like a rampage. It was mostly vignettes and like a couple interferences, but point made.
Yeah,
and then Legato walk over and ask for an apology for what this whole thing started. And Aldis makes kind of the obvious tag team match for tonight, but the Street Profits are ambushed by DIY on the ramp, and there's just a brawl. The Garzas join in, but the Street Profits are taking control, and here comes Pretty Deadly, which I loved the way that they came in here with the intensity, but I gotta say, like, I love their theme so much. It's one of the few from, like, this era that I really enjoy, so when they jump in somewhere, I want their theme to be playing throughout the whole segment.
Pretty Deadly, yeah. They need to do what AEW does. When AEW decides to play like the final countdown throughout the entire match, that makes me so pumped. You guys have no idea. Whenever that was happening, I'm like drop kicking windows, friggin' setting the stove on fire. Like, it was crazy. Sorry.
No, that was like a fun Anarchy in the Arena staple. I'm with you on that. But we get DIY fighting back, and the Motor City Machine Guns arrive, hitting some big moves, and they stare down the Street Profits, and security finally intervenes with all of this. This would be really fun if I hadn't seen permutations of pretty much all of these matches already. I would like to just see the one-on-one between DIY and the Street Profits. Like, I'm craving to see the Street Profits in a full-length match as heels that can go with a team like DIY. Like, that's going to be so much fun with the athleticism that Montez Ford brings and how hard-hitting Dawkins is with Ciampa and Gargano on the other side. Are you kidding? So just you also get that one-on-one, man.
David and Goliath feel too, right? Which is, yes. You know, because at that point, you got to have the Street Profits just pounce them.
I think there's some really fun work that could be done in a, because they're both heel teams, but they're both different types of heels. So I think that could be very fun. DNC Digital saying that you punching love makes sense because you're a knockout. Aww.
Thanks, boo.
DNC Digital helping us out last week as we were on while the presser was on, and he was giving us some updates. Very much appreciated. Very much appreciated.
Super appreciated. Yeah.
Junction, thank you so much for this generous chat saying Charlotte is starting to look like she could be Carmella's mother, but thinks she's the cool mom that steals her daughter's clothes and tells everyone we get mistaken for sisters all the time. That's wishes to Carmella. Well, we're not here to shame anybody's looks, but I will say she's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
Tall, cool mom too. Yeah.
She is a tall, athletic, badass woman. She's going to give Tiffany Stratton the match of her career, and everybody complaining about her like being hot-shotted to the title picture again. If she puts Tiffany over, I don't think anyone's going to.
I said this before. I did say that too. I said, yeah, if you want to make a statement and you want to move forward and you want to show that you mean business, you keep that title on Tiffany. And then maybe you can have something down the line at a two-night SummerSlam, bro. Come on now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Wait, two-night SummerSlam is this year or next year? I'm always confused.
It's this year.
Okay, good.
Royal Rumble is not, but this year.
Right, SummerSlam right. Royal Rumble is next year, yeah.
Correct.
A three-night Royal Rumble. That's what we should have.
A 47-night.
Ooh, that'd be great. A whole month. Yeah. But yeah, I think set a statement.
We got a chat that says, love the hair, Joel. I'm guessing that's for Joel Pearl and his haircut that he's not happy about. Maybe for a different show that just got sent in. That gets sent in. No.
Guys, we're really close.
Never mind.
Almost at 130.
Oh my gosh. Send in those likes, baby. Send in those likes as we continue down the way. But man, we've talked a lot about how top stars are just running back different permutations of stuff with each other. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, you could run back 482 times and I would not be mad. This stuff makes me so invested when these two talk at each other. Like, you have Sami Zayn calling out Kevin Owens, wanting to talk face to face before their match, saying he just wants to like leave it all on the table before they beat the crap out of each other. And Kevin Owens is at the venue where Elimination Chamber is taking place and warns Sammy that after tomorrow, he'll have nothing left. And he's like, and I'm not even going to help your family. I'm not, because you're selfish and you should know not to do that to him. And Sammy retorts and says he's nervous, not for himself, but for Kevin Owens and what he's going to do to them. And he says he's worried that Kevin Owens' family will never forgive him. And they just kind of leave it at that. Say, see you tomorrow night. And I am so impressed by the way that they've been like, it's like last week, Sami Zayn said, it's almost comical how many times we faced each other, but this time is different. Like, this guy tried to end my career. This wasn't us just arguing through things like brothers. Like, this is it. And I'm sold on this. I know you were hesitant on it. And if you are tired of seeing these two guys fight again, I wouldn't blame you for that. I think the Randy Orton possibility is something that is really intriguing. I just don't like to speculate on people's health, but I think that could get really, really interesting. What did you think of this segment, and what do you think is going to happen with this feud?
I think I've seen everything out of these two. I'm not trying to be fair. A hater. You know, if we're going to, you know, guys, this is very important. If we're going to have a show like this, we have a lot of different opinions on certain things. And I just think that for me, this one is something I've already seen so many times. I mean, we're talking about decades that these guys have been fighting. So, you know, it's kind of like the easy way in, you know, like they were in separate parts of the world. And then all of a sudden now they're back together to fighting each other. You get what I'm saying? So,
yes. They were different brands and the whole
thing. Yeah. So I do think that I hope, I said this in the past, I said this when they had their last match, I hope this one kind of sees them separate again, let them go their separate way. Because what I feel inside is that they're going to have this match, they're going to hug it out, and then all of a sudden we're going to see this tag team reunite again and, you know, kind of like do that again. I don't know why I feel like maybe that's the way
we've seen it 100 times before. That's
yeah,
why you
yeah. And with Randy Orton, kind of like, I don't know, like, where has he been? Right, like what
well,
are we
he's
doing
been
with
for
him?
Real injured,
right? Yes, and then he's been back and forth a couple times.
If he's ready to go for tomorrow, do you think that would change your mind on this feud? Like, if he comes back to cost Kevin Owens, because that's where this all started. Would that change your mind, or are you just like, no, just stop?
it would just. I mean, if he costs him the match, just because, you know, to continue that storyline. If it's going to mean that we're going to put this to an end, you know, like, okay, he signed another 5-year deal with WWE or whatever he did, right? He made that funny joke in the car.
Yes.
So for these next couple of years, are we going to continue seeing these links get back together? Or is he going to, if Randy Orton comes in, then can we call it there, please? You know, like start a 5-year feud with Randy Orton.
Sure. I think because everything Kevin Owens has been fixated on kind of started with the Randy Orton feud. That could lead to something great, but I agree with you. Like, if you're going to tell me this time is different, it has to be different. Like, these two
it
can't
has
cross
to be.
Paths
yeah,
again
yeah.
for a long time.
And I feel like there's nothing after Sammy got thrown out of the Bloodline family. Besides that, he had like that weird, like,
yeah, that
Revolution, the Revolution style character where he was, you know, remember that?
Yes,
he looked like
rules.
Fidel Castro.
I loved it.
Yeah, so like
the conspiracy theorist guy.
Yeah, conspiracy theorist. Yeah, so what's and before that he was in Johnny Knoxville matches. Where does he go, right? Because like he's been separated from his Bloodline family now. Like, so we bring him back to KO. If this is done with KO, like I feel like where does Sammy go? Like where does he fit in? You know, if
they
he's
do
not
have an
already
issue of yeah. like. He had the IC title run. He beat Gunther, right? The unbeatable champion. It feels like they're not intent on giving him a title run, but they are intent on keeping him at the top of the card.
Right.
So, like, I thought he and Punk actually had one of Punk's best matches since he's returned. If Punk ends up being corporate Punk, Sami Zayn feels like a really good guy to call him out. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Guys, we're coming down the home stretch. We got one more thing to talk about. Last call for Super Chats and Humper Chats. You've been so generous to us tonight. Thank you so much. Very much appreciated. Join the Fightful Post Show tomorrow here on the main channel with Iridian Cresta and Phil and Riccuccino, or join me and Alex Pulaski behind the paywall, FightfulSelect.com. But closing us out, we've got Bailey, Naomi, and Bianca versus Rox, Liv, and Raquel. This is kind of what I liked more on the show, was the way that the in-ring got us to the Elimination Chamber stuff for tomorrow. I also love that Roxanne is new to the roster, but she had like a 9-minute match to show some stuff that she could do in this. To me, the big takeaway of this, I was like, this is a perfectly cromulent go-home angle, and I like them because Bianca feels like the inevitable winner tomorrow.
Yeah,
getting to see Bianca just show out is something that's so awesome. We'll see if like Jade comes back or what happens with the whodunit storyline, but I really think they want to do the Bianca Rhea match. I want to see it. It's new, so give it to me. Put it in my veins. I think that's the right call. But it'll just be interesting to see, is it going to be Bianca versus Rhea and we're two of the best of this generation? Or is it going to be heel Bianca versus face Rhea and what that could lead to? Do you have a preference on that? What did you think of the last match that we're talking about tonight?
I don't really have a preference, to be completely honest.
I just want to see them beat each other up.
Please just beat the... I'm sorry.
Those are two of the strongest wrestlers in the world. Like I want to see that so bad.
I need violence.
You need the violence.
Because we get a lot of storytelling.
We do.
I need fighting.
Yeah, that's why. Please. I think you could even go the babyface route of just like, these two are so good in the ring and they're both so damn strong. Like,
yeah,
it could just be an all-star game. It could just be my best, your best. I think that could be really fun. Yeah. Loved Roxanne getting to show off a little bit though. She does pick up the pin with the Pop Rocks. It was denied initially, but some good stuff here.
Roxanne looks good, man. She looks good.
She's great. She's great. You know, it was funny because I don't know if you saw, there was a picture going around, but when Roxanne came out, CM Punk was like looking.
Yes.
So Roxanne is like an AJ Lee disciple, and Bailey was always like an AJ Lee disciple. I'm not saying AJ Lee is coming back, but if she was going to come back, wouldn't it be for a triple threat with her two children?
Maybe.
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't
that pop me tremendously? AJ Lee is like OMG, so important in my fandom of women's wrestling because I started watching in 2009. So
yeah. Also,
think of how important her legacy is to me personally.
before we do get out of here, I do want to say that there was we're playing around with that Wyatt stuff again. I did see some flashes on screen, specifically when the Garzas were on the ring apron. Left side of the screen. And
Alexa Bliss used Abigail to lay in the spot as well. Good stuff there.
And I'll save my comments about them for next week.
Oh,
and it's not what you guys think.
It's a trailer, you guys. A cliffhanger for next week from Mr. Cardoza.
Doing all cool things.
Me Norma's saying, RM in the chat is trying to make me vegan. I thought this was a safe place. If Cody takes the Rocks deal, I'll skip meat for a day and only drink Wheatley's. You're so funny. I'm just saying right now, it's not a bad time to be vegan because tofu is $2 and the price of eggs is like $9 million a carton. So make your tofu scrambles, people, if you want to save money. But before we get out of here, Cardoza, let the people know where they can find you.
Follow me on, if you guys never heard of it, alexiscardoza.com, where you can find all of my links and everything that I'm working on. And it is March 1st, which means it's the beginning of my birthday month. So a lot of cool things happening tomorrow.
You're such a white girl. It's your birthday month. You love like good pumpkin spice lattes.
Never too late, never too early for pumpkin spice. Possibly tomorrow or Sunday, a little trailer on my social media channels might be dropping.
Your city today. You're like
for a little something. And if we're talking about Wyatt, what's that? what was that?
Oh my gosh. Onlyclaps.com.
I don't know what that was.
Oh my God. I don't know, but it sounded like spooky amounts of sexy to me. So.
We will see you guys next. Well, no, you got to do your stuff.
You can follow me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. I'm here all the time. The ROH post show is on hiatus. The TNA post show will be sticking around, but ROH just not a substantive product enough to review, quite frankly, right now. So if they come back with the TV deal or whatever, SP3 and I will be back, but we will still be reviewing pay-per-views. If there's any specials or developments that need to be reviewed, we'll be back over there. But I got my Thursday nights back off, so I'm going to take it. And this weekend, told you who's on the main channel, told you Alex Pulaski and I were behind the paywall, but join us. We're going to have a lot of fun with the Elimination Chamber review. You'll also have the Collision review tomorrow for those of you who are looking for the final touches going into Revolution as well. So we will see you back here. We appreciate you so much. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. Enjoy Elimination Chamber.
Enjoy the chamber. Bye.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.